The anniversary of the first pro-democracy uprisings in Myanmar, also known as Burma, is being celebrated openly for the first time in Rangoon since the movement began 25 years ago. Burma Campaign UK's executive director Anna Roberts spoke with Anne Schneibel about this anniversary.
Today is the 25th anniversary of the pro-democracy uprising in 1988, when tens of thousands of students and protesters across the country rose up to try and bring down the brutal military dictatorship that had been ruling Burma since the 1960s. The military responded with a brutal crackdown of the uprising, in which thousands of students and protesters died and hundreds more were arrested, and that military dictatorship stayed in power ever since. So today it is time to remember those who have sacrificed so much in the struggle for democracy in Burma, but also to remember that that struggle is still ongoing, because the human rights abuses that have happened in Burma are not just in the past, but they are still going on today. And we have reports that the Burmese army are committing very serious human rights abuses that could be classified as war crimes, crimes against humanity, such as rape against ethnic women in Katin State.
And so what still needs to happen to lead the Burmese society, towards greater justice?
Yeah, well, at the moment, the issues of justice and accountability are completely absent from the current reform process that we're seeing in Burma. You know, President Thein Sein doesn't even acknowledge that human rights either have happened or even continue to happen in Burma. So we need to see those human rights abuses addressed. We need to see acknowledgement that they're happening, and we need to see those perpetrators brought to justice, including the role of Thein Sein himself. You know, President Thein Sein has been at the heart of Burma's military dictatorship for decades, including during the crushing of the 1988 uprising. So we need to see him come clean about his role in that process. But also we need to see a much more balanced response from the international community, who have sort of wholeheartedly endorsed President Thein Sein and the reform process. But if we look at actually what is happening and we judge President Thein Sein on his actions rather than his words, then while seemingly very dramatic, the changes in Burma are relatively superficial. There's still no reforms that have reduced the power of the military in Burma. There have been no legal or constitutional reforms that make Burma more democratic. And as I say, we've seen an increase in some of the most serious human rights abuses. So we need to see the international community taking a much more cautious approach to Burma and really prioritizing human rights and putting pressure on the government in Burma to address those human rights issues.
Would you say, though, that there is reason for hope that things are changing, or is it still up in the air?
I think it's very uncertain. Obviously, there have been changes, and there is the opportunity for further change that really needs to be sort of supported and encouraged. But I think one of the real concerns is an assessment of, you know, where these reforms are actually heading, because I think it's very dangerous for the international community to make the assumption that this reform process is heading towards democracy. What is equally possible and likely, if we look at the changes that have actually been happening, is that this is some kind of transition towards a more normal dictatorship along the lines of the situation we see in China or Russia, where Thein Sein is making minimal reforms to end sanctions, reduce international pressure, without actually implementing serious reforms that would bring justice, democracy, and rights, particularly for Burma's ethnic people.
Now, for those, especially those who are still in exile, who look at this anniversary, they look back to 1988 and they look now at Burma. What does this anniversary mean to them?
I think it's a reminder of what a long struggle this has been, but also how much further there is to go. I think, you know, what people in Burma tell us is that they don't trust President Thein Sein in this reform process. You know, one person in Burma told us that, you know, these reforms are not real. We've just got a bigger cage now. And a lot of people are very worried that the international community is now sort of prioritizing trade and investment and not putting pressure on the government to deliver real reforms and address human rights abuses. So I think while, you know, there's a lot of hope that there would be further change, there's also great concern that, you know, the international community will not keep the pressure on Burma to deliver real reforms rather than the sort of rather superficial reforms that we've seen to date.